Well, when I came to the Senate, I really wanted to serve on the Ag Committee. That was very important to me, and there's going to be so much happening this year around farm issues. It's such an important part of Minnesota's economy. And so in preparation for, so I'm on the Ag Committee, and that's great. In preparation for all the work we need to do on the Farm Bill, I have organized a kind of a Farm Bill working group to advise me, and I'm also just talking to as many people I can about the issues in the Farm Bill. So this weekend we had a chance to visit with some folks in Willmar about that were livestock producers mostly, and also people who are involved in veterinary medicine and animal health, to hear what their issues are on the Farm Bill, what they want to make sure that that I pay attention to.
And I'm sure frequently you hear what's wrong. Are you hearing what's going right in agriculture right now?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of challenges in agriculture right now with prices being so low, and farmers are also really struggling with healthcare costs, and it is just a big bite out of people's family budgets trying to pay for insurance. So I'm quite concerned that a lot of people are telling me that they just can't afford health insurance anymore. So that is a problem. But you're right. There are some things that are working well, and what I have heard from the farmers and ranchers that I've been talking to is, first of all, how important the sugar program is and how it really is working well and doesn't need to be changed much. People have said the only thing you need to do is change the date on the, change the date, and that'll be great. I'm also hearing that a lot of the basic farm programs are working pretty well, but we ought to be looking for opportunities to have them, have the Farm Bill programs work better together and be, give local communities a little bit more flexibility. We don't think there's going to be a lot of new money this year in the Farm Bill, so that additional flexibility could really help people out.
Senator Tina Smith joining us here on CHASM Radio, and it seemed like right at the end of 2017 when we got the tax reform and some additional aid for cotton and dairy, it seems like Farm Bill was kind of gaining a little momentum, and now it's kind of maybe on the back burner. Is that the best way to put it? Or,
well, I think that there's a lot of work happening behind the scenes. There, I talk with Colin Peterson all the time, of course, about the Farm Bill, and right now the House is working hard on it and is getting ready to work on a markup, and then it'll come over to the Senate. The Senate hasn't really started doing much work on it, but we think that we'll be sitting down in April or early May, and I'm sure hopeful that we can get the bill done in a timely manner, because with all of the uncertainty right now for farmers and ranchers, it sure would be good to give them that certainty that they know what's going to be in the Farm Bill.
Have you had a chance to hear anything in regards? I know we'll be talking to National Milk, those folks on Friday, and we're getting a lot of concern from dairy farmers. I've taken a few calls, and
Yep. They're
not 5 or 7 minute phone calls. They're 30 minute phone calls, and they're just concerned, I guess, with this whole new margin protection situation. Is there any idea when that may kick in, or is it going to be retroactive? Or,
well, when we passed the big federal budget framework a couple of weeks ago, we included some improvements to the dairy, it was basically a kind of dairy and cotton program. But I'm also hearing from a lot of Minnesota dairy farmers, especially small farmers, that they're really worried that that program as it stands right now is not going to give them a lot of help when they really need it. And then the additional worries about what's going on with trade is another real problem. So I hope that we'll have a chance to work on that when we get into the Ag Committee.
And finally, future meetings. Are you going to be holding regular meetings here in the state, too, coming up at all? Or?
Well, yes. In fact, my staff is going to be holding a meeting in Little Falls, I think, tomorrow. And we will continue to have lots of discussions about this. And we'd really also encourage anybody to feel free to just reach out to our office and let us know what's on their minds, because it's a very big, complicated bill, and it touches almost every part of life in Minnesota, whether it's extension or nutrition or conservation, rural development, broadband, and of course the basic safety net programs that are so important.
Senator Tina Smith joining us here on CHASM Radio. We always appreciate your time and the work you're doing in D.C. Thanks again for joining us, okay?
I'm happy to do it. Well, let's do it again soon.
All right. Sounds great. Well, Tina, thanks again. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks, Joe.